Everyone's talking about the neocons, but no one's naming the names. Paul Craig Roberts says the neocons ruling D.C. are allied with Israel. Yeah? That's code for Jews. Some people just can't say the J word. During the Bush days, Wolfowitz, Feith, Pearl played a huge role in sending Gentile youth to their deaths in the war for Israel in Iraq. Today, neocon Jews are sinking their fangs into Christian Russia. Leading the Fang Brigade is Victoria Nuland, originally Noodleman, at the U.S. State Department.
I've outlined four pillars of U.S. policy: support for Ukraine as it tackles its urgent political, economic, and security challenges, diplomatic efforts to try to de-escalate the crisis, imposing further costs, including targeted sectoral sanctions on Russia.
Nuland's Jewish buddy at State, Daniel Glasser, doesn't care that the sanctions are hurting U.S. businesses. After all, it's all about what's good for the Jews.
We are aware that the actions we take could have impact on American business and American companies.
Nuland's married to neocon Jew Robert Kagan, a regular warmonger for the Washington Post. And surprise, he's on the State Department's Foreign Affairs Policy Board. Like Nuland and Glasser, he couldn't care less about we the people.
If Barack Obama had decided to bomb Syria instead of asking Congress if he could bomb Syria, if he had done what every president had done before him, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, and he did bomb Libya, after all. The evident willingness of the United States on occasion to use military power is part of what keeps the international system where it is.
What international system? The Jewish world system. And Kagan's guarding it with Gentile youth, not Jewish youth. Jews like Kagan don't send their own to die in their wars. Next up is neocon Jew William Kristol, who heads up the Jewish think tank, Foreign Policy Initiative, formerly Project for a New American Century, which gave us the weapons of mass destruction lie. The only thing Kristol and his useful goy, Ted Cruz, are experts at is Putin bashing.
I don't think Putin is a complicated man. He is a KGB thug. In his view, the greatest geopolitical disaster of modern times is the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
Hey, Cruz, before you start calling a man 100 times better than you a thug, try dealing with facts. Putin's distress about the dissolution of the Soviet Union is the economic disaster and crushing hardship the Russian people endured in the 90s. And he's alarmed over the West intrusion into former Soviet republics like Ukraine. As for Putin being a KGB thug, it's just another anti-Putin buzzword. Putin served in East Germany not as a thug, but as some historians say, to recruit new blood who would pledge to Gorbachev's reforms of perestroika and glasnost. Look it up. Putin was considered an outsider by the KGB old guard. We all know you're sucking up to the Jews, Cruz, so you can be next president. You pretend to be a Christian, but if you really were, you would applaud Putin for promoting the Orthodox Church in Russia and Christian values among the youth. Putin's a peacemaker, just as Christ commanded. Instead, Jewish neocons like your friend Kristol promote continual wars and political unrest. Whose side are you on, Mr. Cruz? It's time we all picked up sides. Will we side with warmongering Jews pushing us into a nuclear war with Russia? Or will we side with peacemakers around the world who've had enough of Jewish murders and genocide?